This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this special weekend. It's the weekend of Father's Day. And to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. And if your dad is not with you, like is the case with yours truly, have him in your memories like you should every day. Dad is a very important parent. On our show this hour, musician Kenny G will be joining us. Later on, the fabulous Wolfgang Puck. You talk about a chef. Boy, this is the number one guy. Leland Melvin will be joining us also. He's an astronaut and formerly with the NFL. He's with the Exploration Winners down in the Press Club in Washington, D.C. We'll be talking to these youngsters that are unbelievable. You got to hear this. And then we'll be chatting about retirement with Robert Steen. And that's all coming up this hour, Father's Day weekend with Ron Segi.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month could more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We are back, and I'm glad to have our next guest with us. He's been a friend of our show for many years, made several appearances, and this past June 6th marked his 62nd birthday. So we're going to have a happy 62nd birthday celebration with the man. I tell you, nobody plays it better than that gentleman right there. Everybody loves the sax player for some reason. I don't know what it is, but that's the truth. Joining us right now is legendary Kenny G. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great, and thank you for those nice words.
Well, it's from the heart. I'm a musician, and my whole family is in the music business. And it's just, to me, something that, and I know you share these same feelings, is that it's the most common denominator of anything in the world. Everybody has a car, but they don't particularly have enjoyment with it. Everybody enjoys some kind of music somewhere, someplace, somehow.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing about music is it makes you feel things, and everybody feels something different. You know, when I play a melody, one person can come and tell me that it makes them feel very happy. Another person can tell me that it made them sad because it reminded them of a lost one. Or somebody can say that, oh, they reminded them of when their son was born, and it's a wonderful thing. So I think with any kind of music, it just takes you someplace, and people, I think people like feeling things, and music lets them feel things. I think we all like to remember times that we've experienced, and music allows that. And I know that when I hear a certain song, it just takes me right back to high school. And of course, I didn't love every minute of my high school, but I loved enough of it that is a nice memory.
Yeah, you know, I was a disc jockey when I was in high school, and that's exactly the same thing. I'll go back and I hear that song, I'll think of some girl, or some good times we had. It was just, it's just something that you can't explain.
Yeah.
But you know what was funny is that my radio name, when I was a disc jockey back in, well, just right after Marconi invented the radio, my radio name was Ronnie G.
Oh, wow.
So, so I have newspaper articles that say, is Ronnie G and Kenny G related? Of course, I told them, yes. What the heck? Why not? Why not?
Of course, you know, why not? And you, yeah. Basically, you were way ahead of your time.
Yeah, I was way ahead of my time. Hey, I'm excited about the fact that you're going to be in our neck of the woods. You're going to come about 500 feet from where I'm talking to you right now for a concert.
It's going to be a busy Saturday. But, you know, that's fine. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. You know, it's going to be great. Plus the Shriners Hospital for Children. And, you know, it's doing things for them. I'm becoming part of that family with them, and I really love the fact that the people are so, their work is so heartfelt, and I like that.
You work with them a lot. I mean, you work with like over 20 Shriner hospitals nationwide, don't you?
Well, I'm just starting. You know, I'm kind of like the new kid on the block when it comes to the relationship with Shriners, but I like everybody that I've met so far. It's just been very easy to become part of their family, and I like it, and I like the work they're doing. I like the people, and it's a satisfying feeling to know that you're doing something you love and at the same time helping somebody else. So I feel like in some ways when people tell me, hey, that's great that you're doing it, I know it is, but I'm also enjoying myself.
And I don't mean to be facetious or flip or anything, but do you have one of those little motorcycles or little cars or anything you should drive around in?
I don't have.
You're going to have to get one.
No, you know, I'm going to stay away from that. I just want to protect myself. I can't afford to hurt myself. And I mean, I love motorcycles, and I actually used to have a motorcycle.
You're kidding.
And I parked it one day, and it got stolen. I came out, and the thing was gone, and I go, you know, maybe that's a sign, and I never replaced it.
Let me tell you something. That's the best thing that could have happened to you.
Maybe so.
I look over all the things in your business, and it's just so hard to even start. I didn't realize, first of all, that you worked with Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra, but you've worked with Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, Francis Sinatra, Tony Braxton, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Brian McKnight, Barbara Streisand, Leanne Rimes. I mean, have you worked with any big names, Kenny?
I'm working on that. Maybe next year.
How many dates you do a year?
Last year, I think I did about 65, and I'm my number is 80. I want to do 80 dates, 75 to 80. That's what I'm shooting for. But that, it may sound like a big number, but it really is. I mean, if you think about it, if I work 60, 70 days a year, I mean, that's, you know, 280, 290 days I don't work. So
yeah,
there is travel involved. So, but I like it. I enjoy my live concerts. I like seeing the world. I like traveling. But I like traveling for work. I have a tough time traveling for pleasure. I really do.
You know what? The lady you talked to just before you came on the line with me is my wife and the executive producer of this show. She always says, why don't you go out on vacation? And I will go out to do remotes, whether it's in Branson or Las Vegas or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But just to go out for the sake of going out, I get no enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You and I are, I think, part of the minority there, because most people really do love to go, let's plan a vacation. To me, going to the airport feels like work,
yeah.
And I do it because it's my work, but to actually voluntarily go there for no other reason doesn't sound like a fun time to me.
Well, you know what they say is that you don't really get paid for being on stage. You get paid for traveling. Being on stage is the fun part of the
whole thing. Well, that's very true. It is true. I'll take a little bit of that back. When you get a chance to fly first class from the United States to Asia, they have, or maybe to London on British Airways, the actual treatment you get up in that first class cabin, now that's kind of luxurious.
Yes.
I don't do it every time like that. Depends on the gig and everything like that. But when I do fly like that, that, I will say, does not feel like work.
See, that's the difference between a talented individual like yourself. Me, they put me back on one of those DC-9s where the engines are and you don't have way in the back. Now, you have this Latin album that you have out right now, Rhythm and Romance, and the thing I love about what you do, and again, I'm a singer, the thing I love about what you do is that you change your styles so much, and you change them so that they're totally different as to what someone would expect you to do, and I think that's the sign of a true artist.
Well, thanks. You know, it's not easy to do that, but every now and then you really have to, you basically have to just almost reinvent yourself. So I do that. I take my time and try to figure out what it is that I'm trying to do and where am I trying to go. And, you know, it's one of those things. You have to just feel it. And my next record that I'm working on is going to be kind of more of like an R&B record. Still my style, but maybe a little bit more groovy in an R&B way instead of groovy in a Latin way.
It's very difficult, as you know, and not just recently, but over the years, going back to the mid-50s, after the big band era, to get an instrumental on commercial radio airplay. I mean, there's been a handful of them, and it's a tough thing to do, but you have successfully done that. It's an art that you have that is just fantastic. Doc Severinsen is a friend of mine, and I remember Doc telling me that he would rehearse sometimes 6-8 hours a day. I think you do the same thing, don't you?
I do, yeah. I practice 2 or 3 hours every morning. Now, trumpet players are different. Like Doc Severinsen, I think he has a famous quote. He says, if I don't practice for one day, I feel it. If I don't practice for 2 days, you'll feel it.
Well, the lip has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for trumpet. Trumpet players really just have to play all the time, or they can really physically lose it. I play every day because I love it, and I just like to feel like I'm on top of my game. And it's just, I guess I'm kind of addicted to it, so I must admit that.
Well, I tell you, before I got into the singing, my brothers, who both had big bands, wanted me to play trumpet, and I played for 10 years, and I had lips like Mick Jagger before they were in.
That's so funny.
I tell you, I would have been, if I wasn't so scared in high school, a good kisser, but I just, you know, you get a little embarrassed and stuff, but man, I had a set of lips.
That's funny.
Kenny G performing right next door to me. That's going to be a great show, along with Latin legend Pancho Sanchez. Kenny, I'm going to be over there to see you.
Oh, good, Rob. Well, I'll look forward to it, and I promise you I will be on my best behavior.
Let me tell you something. I would expect you to do that because you always do that.
Thanks,
Kenny.
Okay, Ron.
Our very special guest, one of the talented guys in our business, Kenny G.
You were great. It was a pleasure, but it was felt like a conversation.
Well, thanks, Kenny. I appreciate it. And if you ever get the opportunity of seeing Kenny G in concert, do it. There's not too many things in life you can guarantee, but I guarantee you this one. You'll love the show.
Timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today, and boy, am I excited to have our next guest with us. He has been with us in the past. His name is synonymous with the best restaurant hospitality and the best food, and I've experienced it. Joining us right now is the legendary chef, Wolfgang Puck. Wolfgang, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much to talk to you again. I always enjoy it.
Boy, there's so much to talk about, too, but I got to tell you, before we went on the air when we were chatting, I have great memories at Wolfgang Puck's Bar and Grill at the MGM.
In Las Vegas, yeah.
In Las Vegas, that's right. Because what happened is that I used to do a television show there with my partner and best friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
Every night, Wolfgang, after the show, we'd bring in all the cast and crew, and we'd sit at the same table, and we'd have the same great food that we enjoyed the night before. Ed's famous was the pizzas topped with smoked salmon and caviar, and what great memories we had for over a year being there.
Fantastic. Well, now you can come to our newest Fine Grill in Orlando in Disney Springs.
Tell us about that.
We opened in Disney Springs in late November.
Mm-hmm.
My main thing is to go to Orlando and do a chef summer table. A family feast, really, I would call it. Where people will come in and have appetizers like smoked salmon pizza with caviar. And then you sit down, you're going to have a whole feast. The whole table is going to be full of food, like you would have in Italy. Everything on the table, from sharp eggplant, spicy baby carrot stew. And then ricotta gnocchi with a veal bolognese. If that is not enough, for main course, you're going to have whole roasted New York strip bone-in with the red chili chimichurri, a grilled chicken, and the whole Florida rockfish, and great desserts, and obviously side dishes. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you going to be there for that?
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in the kitchen. I'm going to be greeting the guests. And one of my most exciting projects I also did was sparkling wine producer, you know, champagne producer up in Napa.
Yeah.
And I made a special selection, sparkling wine, champagne with them, and it's delicious. I think I'm going to be there personally. I'm going to have my chef from Washington, from our newest restaurant, and our pastry chef. Going to make special desserts, so it's going to be really a great evening. And everything going to be served with our own wine. So not only you're going to be like the best summer dinner, but also you're going to get great, great wines and champagne.
I really admire you. I really do. You know, you started beginning to cook as a child. We started cooking with his mom. Your mom was born in Austria. Was it Austria?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I grew up in Austria.
Yeah.
And my mother was a chef in a hotel, in a seasonal hotel in Maria Wirth, a little resort town in southern Austria on a beautiful lake. And she cooked there every summer when there was no school. I used to go and help her, you know. I especially love to do the pastries. And that's how I got into that business. Then I did my apprenticeship. And then I went to France and worked in some of the great restaurants in France, and then moved to the United States. The rest is history.
Overnight success, right, Wolfgang?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that always amazes me. Like a songwriter, where do you get the ideas for this? I mean, I often ask songwriters like Paul Anka, Neil Diamond, where do you get the ideas for a song? Where do you get the ideas for these different kind of dishes and great meals and wines? Where does it come from?
I get ideas by doing things. So if I make, for example, the eggplant and everything, so I said, maybe let's try to make something like that with another vegetable. It might be some Toscan beans. It might be some other vegetables which I can roast over a wood-burning fire and then puree them. So if I see I'm cooking a chicken, I said, you know, I think I will fire it on the grill for the flavor and then finish it in the oven so it's, the skin is perfectly crispy.
Mm-hmm.
But things come and go, like the smoked salmon pizza. Who would have thought 36 years ago somebody would put smoked salmon and caviar on a pizza?
Yeah, and it's great.
And then when I did that and I tasted it, I said, God, this is really delicious. It's really good. And it has become a staple.
Does anyone of your friends, do they ever not want to invite you over for dinner knowing that there's no way they're going to top the great Wolfgang Puck? I mean, if you came over to my house for dinner, I would be honored, but I wouldn't know what the heck to cook for you. How do you cook for the best?
You know what? If you have some good wine for me, I will come over and you can give me a few slices of prosciutto, a baguette, and maybe some cheese, and I will be a happy camper. So I'm not that complicated.
You know, it amazes me how you keep track of all this. 25 owned and operated dining restaurants across 12 cities, 6 countries, and 3 companies, Wolfgang Puck Fine Dining Group, Wolfgang Puck Catering, and of course, Wolfgang Puck Worldwide. How do you keep control and the quality as high as it is at every single location, every day, 365 days a year? I mean, it's an awesome thing to watch over all of that.
Well, I really believe we created a culture of excellence in our business, in hospitality and in food. So I tell every chef, you know, we never cheat. We only buy the best. If I have somebody who comes with truffles and the truffles are not really the best, but I can get them cheaper, I said, no, I want the ones who are the best. The same thing with fish. The same thing with meat. How often somebody comes to me and says, Wolfgang, I have shrimps, and they're frozen. And then I said, I don't buy frozen shrimp. I buy fresh one. And they tell me, oh, they are the same. I said, not to me. I only buy the best. And then we hopefully don't mess it up. So that's really my motto of cooking. You know, buy the best ingredients, enhance them. Don't mess them up.
This summer chef's table dinner at Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill at Disney Springs coming up. Are you going to be doing that at other locations throughout the country this summer, Wolfgang?
Right now, that's the only location. Even on a regular day, you really have great things. You know, you can bring your kids. We have great pizzas, and we have amazing pastas, like we have our sweet corn agnolotti, we have rigatoni bolognese, mac and cheese. That's something for the family. I think it's really a great restaurant.
Oh.
There you can go casual with the family or have a date night out or a business dinner.
You must know that I'm Italian because you've been mentioning all this great Italian food and you're making my mouth water. I would love to invite you to our house to break bread, but I'm really going to put the pressure on my wife because she's not going to say just wine and prosciutto and some cheese, okay? She's going to want to make a nice spaghetti dinner for you, but when she finds out that I invited Wolfgang Puck to my home for dinner, she's going to kill me.
No, I don't want to put pressure on you. Don't tell her anything.
I'll just have you walk in. Well, my friend, it is so nice to hear from you again.
Please, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Our very special guest is the best, Wolfgang Puck. If you get an opportunity to ever go to a Wolfgang Puck restaurant, it is an experience that you'll never forget. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is accusing the news media of suppressing his numbers in several national and state polls. As he begins to officially kick off his 2020 re-election bid next week, he's now denouncing the polls that show him trailing top Democrats in key states that he won in 2016.
I think we're going to win. I saw a fake poll, a suppression poll in Pennsylvania. I even saw one in Texas. They're suppression. They're fake polls.
The president also tweeted he had to deal with suppression polls in 2016, but it's much worse this time. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is hoping to calm public anger. She said she's putting aside an unpopular bill that would make it easier to extradite suspects to mainland China. Opponents of the measure say that's not enough, and they want to pull the bill entirely. Activists say they'll continue to protest until the bill is gone. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you suck at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. I always like when our next guest is with us because so many times there's nobody to look up to when you're a youngster, and this guy is one that you literally and figuratively can look up to. He's an astronaut, former NFL athlete with the Detroit Lions, and he's joining us from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., is our friend Leland Melvin. Hi, Leland. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Ron. It's great to be back. And another year of Explore Vision with some incredible students, incredible projects that are going to help us save our planet one day and inspire that next generation of explorers.
Well, I would love to run down all of your accomplishments, my friend, but in lieu of time, I'm sure that you'll let us take a pass on it and tell us what exactly the Explore Vision is all about, and then we're going to bring some of the winners on the air with us.
Okay. Explore Vision is one of the longest running, 27 years in the making of inspiring, motivating, and exciting kids to come up with creative ideas to problems that are 20 years down the road. And I think we're using STEM technology, STEM science technology, engineering, and mathematics to look at how we can develop solutions that are going to save our planet, save our people. And this incredible team from Long Island has come up with something called Cancer Band R. So I'm going to let Ernest tell you a little bit about it. We're going to go down the line and talk to some of the other students.
Okay, I think we should tell everybody that STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And to participate, you can be in grades K through 12. So who do you have first there for us, Leland?
Tell us a bit about Cancer Band.
Okay, well to start, we're really excited to be here, and thanks for having us on the air.
Well, thank you. What is your name?
My name is Ernest.
Okay, Ernest.
I'm a senior, yeah.
You're a senior. Okay, tell us what your project was then, Ernest.
Okay, so Cancer Banner will be a revolutionary medical graphene patch that will seek to alleviate the side effects of chemo radiation, including peripheral nerve damage and blood cell count deficiency.
Whoa.
That's incredible, right?
Yeah. I knew I was going to feel dumb. I just didn't think I was going to feel this dumb. When I was a senior in high school, I was trying to figure out how to work Velcro, let alone what he just said.
Oh.
Okay, now you have another category, another student there. Who is it and what grade are you in?
My name is Dia Shah, and I'm also a senior.
Okay.
And how many hours did y'all work on this program?
Overall, moving up to regionals, we probably worked about 100 hours in total. And then after that, we started to work like every day for maybe an average of like 2 to 3 hours every single day, leading from regionals to nationals.
Now, were you working with Ernest on the same project then?
Yeah, the four of us here, my teammates Caroline, Roseanne, and Ernest, the four of us worked together on this project.
Could you maybe put it in layman's terms exactly what you did? Because Ernest used some technology there that I've never heard and probably in my line of work never will hear again. So we might as well take advantage of knowing what he was saying.
So Caroline's going to give you some layman's terms.
Okay, great. And your name is Caroline?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, okay. And you're a senior also, right?
Yep.
Okay. Give us some layman's terms of what the project was that you four worked on.
Okay, so our patch is basically designed with a graphene structure, which helps to carry electrical signals. And then these are used because we have microneedles on the bottom of our patch, and these carry our therapeutics. They actually dissolve when they're stimulated with electricity. So in order to get this electricity, we have illuminators on the top of our patch, and what happens is they use a non-invasive laser scattering method to count the blood cells in your body. And when it detects that you have a low blood cell count, it creates an electrical current through the graphene patch that causes the microneedles to dissolve.
That cleared it up. Why didn't you tell me that the first time? Unbelievable. Okay, now, who's the fourth student there, Leland?
It's Roseanne.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Roseanne. And you're a senior also, right?
Yeah, I'm also a senior.
Okay. Give us your take on this.
So originally we came up with the idea because we combined all our individual research topics. So like for me, I was really interested in DNA nanotechnology, and Caroline was really interested in graphene. So then Dia also studied cancer a lot, mm-hmm. and Ernest studied lipid nanoparticles. So we decided to combine all our interests together and come up with Cancer Banner.
What is the application now? Is it to detect cancer, prevent cancer? What is the purpose of the project?
So as we mentioned before, because chemo radiation is such a widely used cancer therapy, it still poses these negative side effects such as blood cell count deficiency and nerve damage. So this patch is supposed to alleviate these side effects. So it's supposed to be used after cancer therapy to mediate nerve cell damage and red and white blood cell count deficiency.
All of these things that all the students do between K and 12, right? The technology, what they have found, it, is it something that a private organization
organization can take away? I mean, are they protected by what they've invented here?
I don't think you guys have filed any patents for this technology yet, right? But, I think having these creative ideas, and that's the start. There are pharmaceutical companies, there are people out there that could maybe follow what we're doing with ExploreVision, explorevision.org, and maybe, recruit these students to be interns or talk to them about, how can we take this to the next level, develop prototypes, and maybe some of these corporations are working on things like this, that they could bring this fresh talent, these fresh ideas into their corporations and start the process.
Leland, you accomplished a lot in your career, but you have to be, as I am, blown away by this. I mean, this is unbelievable. These are high school students. I have some of the things that worked on by middle school, like an invention and cure for chronic hepatitis B virus infections. Grades 4 to 6, an effective roofing alternative to counter carbon dioxide. Grades K to 3, creating an eye suit that prevents drowning. These are unbelievable things. These are exceptional young people, are they not?
Ron, I'm so blown away. When I was in K through 3, I was pushing blocks in dirt, okay? This tells us, how far along we've come, but it also lets us know that when you have programs like ExploreVision, it gets kids excited and motivated to think about things that can solve problems down the road.
Unbelievable. Now, how do people get into it? How do students actually become involved with the competition, which, by the way, is sponsored by Toshiba, right?
Yes, sponsored by Toshiba. I'm going to let Ernest talk about how they got into the program.
Okay. Ernest, how did you get in the program, my friend?
Well, our teacher has all the students in our science research program compete in this competition every year, since it's such a great competition for young students wanting to get into the STEM field. And you can learn so much more about this competition at explorevision.org.
You know, the problem is, and if you talk to any student, past or present, they'll always say, boy, science, well, that was really, really tough. And this is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Did you have to have some kind of a interest prior to going into this, or was it something that you excelled in while you were in school?
For us, individually, we were all interested in our own topics, and something that our science research teacher really tries to promote is to help us find our own science topic that we're really interested in. But I think that anyone can enter in the competition, and maybe they can develop an interest by talking and working with other people.
Well, now let's run down the line. Ernest, I'm assuming that you're going to go into college along with Carol and
Dia and Roseanne. Carol and Dia and Roseanne.
Yeah.
Got it.
Are you all going into college in the fall? What is your studies going to be?
I'm planning on majoring in neuroscience.
Okay.
I'm in a 7-year accelerated medical program.
I'm actually going to be going to NYU in a pre-medical track.
I applied as a cellular and molecular biology major.
Leland, I got to be honest with you. This is great. I mean, you hear so much on the news about crazy things that happen to young people, and we should be so proud of the 4 students and all the people that have actually excelled in ExploreVision every year. This just blows me away. I am very proud of all 4 of you. All 5 of you. I'm going to include Leland there. I'm proud of him, too. An astronaut, a football player. 5 great people to look up to. I really mean that.
And, Ron, I think about, the future of our civilization. I think about us maybe going to the moon or Mars one day, and the work that they're going to be doing in college may be helping us one day with countermeasures that can help us live on another planet. And so I think this is, really when you look at the bigger picture and the perspective of what we need, in these students to be those next generation of leaders and explorers and doctors, and maybe one of these guys might be an astronaut one day and take my blue flight suit and fly off to Mars. And so that's what's so exciting about it. The possibilities are endless.
They certainly are. Leland, let's do a date here, okay? Well, let's have you come back at a time that you're not so busy, and let's talk about your accomplishments, because as I mentioned in the introduction, we don't have enough people like yourself to look up to, and we should, and I'd like to pursue that a little bit more in depth at one point in the future, okay?
Sounds good, Ron. Thank you so much for your time and spreading this message about ExploreVision and these wonderful students.
Students, thank you so much for making our day so complete, knowing that the future is in good hands with people like yourself.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow, unbelievable. Our guest has been our friend Leland Melvin, astronaut, former NFL athlete with the Detroit Lions. We're talking to them from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Can you believe those students? Now I feel a lot better about the future of America. I'm actually in awe of what they know. Don't forget to check our website out.
out. It's ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to the homepage, hit Listen Live, and you will hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On SEGI today, nationwide and around the world, our next subject I think is extremely important. I guess there's an awareness month for everything these days. June is annuity awareness, and going to be chatting with us right now is the USAA Director of Retirement and Complex Financial Planning Advice, Robert Steen. Hi, Robert. How are you? Welcome to the show.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
A statistic that I found says that there are currently more than 50.5 million retirees in the United States as we speak, and that number will increase to 72 million by 2035. That means, of course, there's going to be some planning that has never been done before in the retired sector of our population. Talk about annuities. I think we want to start with a very simple question. I don't think a lot of people even know what an annuity is. They've heard it, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's Ron, it's a pretty simple term. It's been around for a long time, or the use of annuities. But if you think of it, it's really like a pension. You put some money into something over time, and then you're going to get money out of it, you know, to either for a period certain or to last you a lifetime or lifetimes. So it's a contract with an insurance company these days to do exactly that. It, real simply, they come in two varieties. An immediate annuity, which is meant to generate income now. So I give money to a provider like an insurance company, and they turn on an income stream for maybe a lifetime. Or it's a deferred annuity where you're saving the money for later, and it can be either withdrawn or turned into a lifetime income stream at a later date.
When it's withdrawn, whether it be periodically or all at one time, is the income derived from the interest, is it taxable?
The short answer is yes. So if it, depending on the type of account it's in, if it's in an IRA or tax deferred type of account, then everything would be taxed like any type of IRA withdrawal from a traditional IRA account. Mm-hmm. If it's in a taxable account, then some portion of that annuity will be taxed, and that's usually the earnings portion. So you can pretty much count that there's going to be some type of tax on it. But the key thing is to think in terms of, I'm trying to generate income that I can't outlive.
Mm-hmm.
That's our goal at USAA. And educating people that you don't want to run out of money. That's a bad thing.
I think a lot of people sometimes get confused as to what age they should start this. I mean, when I was in my 20s, rather than going looking at an annuity, the red Corvette had a lot more appeal to it, okay? As you grow older, you realize that you got to start looking into the future. Is there an age where it doesn't work? Let's take somebody 65, 70, 75. Does it work at that age?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I'd like to go back first. I hope you held on to that red Corvette.
No.
Maybe your retirement problems.
Robert, let me tell you, okay, if I would have held on to the red and the white one and a couple other ones, I wouldn't need any kind of retirement. I foolishly sold them all.
Yeah. Well, it's your question, the great ones. Annuities, when you turn on at the point where you need that income, so that's right at retirement for a lot of people. Or it can be a little bit earlier or a little bit later, but usually it's when you start needing the income. A deferred annuity would be also later in life, maybe not, you know, you don't have to wait till full retirement, but people in their 50s, let's say, that are starting to think, I want to start laying the foundation for that guaranteed income later, so I'm going to buy a deferred annuity to be in place later. So for most folks, the annuity solution comes in, you know, later in life.
Okay, now let's take an example. Let's say somebody had, just for using round figures, $100,000 in the bank, and you, or wherever you had it, under a mattress, whatever the case may be, and you wanted to buy an annuity. At what point could you have an income stream coming from that annuity that would actually handle some of the day-to-day living costs?
Well, in that case, you know, $100,000 is a lot of money still, and so I can't, you know, quote a particular dollar figure depending on the provider that's out there. But that still would provide a significant amount of money to go towards living expenses on an annual basis or monthly basis even. The key thing, again, is to look at your essential expenses. You know, what's the stuff that you really have to pay for no matter what? And then what are my guaranteed income sources? If Social Security is enough that covers everything, then maybe you're fine. But if not, that's where an income annuity can help. So in your example, maybe that difference, maybe somebody just needed another $5,000 a year to close that gap. And maybe that's that amount that they could invest in to do that is just enough to make sure that they do that. Now they don't have to worry about the vagaries of what happens, you know, in the markets and things like that. They have guaranteed income that covers their essential expenses.
That's a very good point. Now, so let's use that example of $5,000 a month. Predicated on the $100,000 a year, I'm sorry, $5,000 a year. Okay, predicated on the $100,000, if you took $100,000 divided by 5, you would get 20 years of that. At 70 years old, if you get 20 years, you're lucky, you know what I'm saying? So the other way, you not only get the $5,000 a year, but you still have the $100,000 in there, right?
Well, maybe. You know, so the other thing is to look at it. What we're doing with an annuity is solving for the unknown life, you know,
right.
Span.
Right.
So that's what you're really doing. Is, yeah. And so we don't look at it as, hey, I'm it's not really an investment as such. It's insurance against the risk of living too long.
Yeah.
So that's why we tell people, you know, look at this to close that gap. And if you've got, you know, plenty of money, and you can close that gap without taking a lot of risk, then you know you're probably not a good candidate for it. But for a lot of people that are going to have to match that liability with another method, an annuity can be a great way to do that, because you're pooling your risk with a lot of other people,
right,
at the same time.
But, you know, the nice part about it is that it's an insurance policy that you don't have to take a physical exam for.
Exactly, yeah. So there's no underwriting necessary for an annuity. And so what the payouts differ because, you know, depending on your age and, you know, the sex. So if you're a male, female, get, you know, have different life expectancy. So generally, you know, there's going to be a difference in the payout depending on that.
Yeah, fascinating stuff, really is. Where can we go for more information on this? Because this is very important, and I think your explanation of this is probably the clearest that I've ever heard anyone explain it, and that's the problem. Sometimes people start hearing this, and their mind boggles up a little bit with the facts and the figures, and they can't, you know, siphon what they really want to hear through their brain process, but you've done an excellent job at it. Where can we go for more information, Robert?
Well, thanks. So we'll always try to keep it simple at USAA, but a good place to start is our website at usaa.com/myretirement. It's all one word. Or you can call our toll-free number at 800-531-3392. And one of our representatives would be glad to do a retirement review.
I can only tell our listening audience that it comes upon you very, very quickly, so act now. Our guest has been the Director of Retirement and Complex Financial Planning Advice at USAA, Robert Steen. Robert, thank you for joining us, and please come back again. Very interesting.
Thanks so much, Ron. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. Well, I tell you, this is something you got to heed, because before you know it, bingo, it's here. Retirement age. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With addiction or alcohol problems, if you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-273-8255.
800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
That's going to put our wrapper on things with Ron Sedgy today on this Father's Day weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include from ABC News, Dan Abrams, Howie Mandel, comedian Kevin Nealon, David Levasseur, who's host Breaking Homicide on the Investigation Discovery Channel. Also want to thank musician Kenny G, Chef Wolfgang Puck, astronaut and NFL athlete Leland Melvin, and Robert Steen. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.